the Brits in Hollywood are incredibly successful. Gary Oldman, I'm looking at my list here, Carey Mulligan, Andrea Riseborough, Andrew Garfield, Colin Firth. I mean, the Brits have had the most incredible time, and I guess we'll be celebrating a lot of that on Sunday.
Absolutely, and of course, Gerald Cambrana is nominated as a Best Supporting Actor, and gosh, it's a phenomenal thing that we produce year after year after year. There are old actors that we've almost forgotten about who suddenly reemerge, Peter O'Toole or someone, or an Albert Finney or someone like that. You think, God, yes, they still are brilliant. Or there is a young talent who arrives. You know, we have the Orange Wednesday's Rising Star Award, which are all male, as it happens this year, which is a coincidence. Whether or not we wanted it to have women, it had to be the main votes, and it just happens it's men this year. And I don't know what it is. I mean, there are, of course, acting schools in Britain, drama colleges, but there's also still, it's generally speaking, almost all British actors start off on stage. You know, that's where they begin. And I'm not saying that stage is the best way to become a film star, but generally I think there's something about the experience of theatre and the camaraderie and the self-reliance that means when you arrive on a film set, which is a whole different world, you trust other actors and you're able to go with them, and also you just learn how to be disciplined, you know, because it's a heck of a job. You get up at 5:30 and you hang around a lot, and and I'm not complaining, and you go again and again and again, and after a while it can become a little bit tedious.
We'll see none of that on Sunday. Final two very quick questions about you. Of course, you're no stranger to films. We saw quite a lot of you in the Sherlock Holmes movie this year.
Yes, it wasn't my first ever nude scene in cinema, but it was perhaps the most surprising. It was there in the script, almost as a joke. And I arrived on set that day, and Guy said, "Now, how are we going to do this?" And I said, "Well, I suppose I don't think I want my actual, whole front revealed, but I don't want a stupid thing with a tea tray and a kind of silly joke with a teapot. You know, that's all been done in Austin Powers and things. I think I'm just reading a newspaper, nude, and the newspaper will cover the, but you can see me from behind that I am completely nude. I don't mind that. And it just worked so well in the film somehow. And he said, "Oh, great, we'll do it." He expected me to say, "Oh, over my dead body, over my dead, rather, let's be honest, flabby body." But it was a great fun. It was a great fun experience. I think that's, to be honest, to return to the BAFTA thing, one of the things that helps with me as a presenter is that I am in the film business to some extent. I mean, I'm no Bill Nye or Kenneth Branagh, but I am an actor in films. So that if I do make a little dig at a producer or a director, that I think they're less offended or uppity than if it comes from a television presenter who is not in the biz.
We will look forward to Sunday. We'll also look forward to The Hobbit. Good luck for the BAFTAs Sunday on BBC One.
Thank you. I actually fly the very next morning to New Zealand to carry on with The Hobbit.
You have quite a life. I don't know how you manage it.
A lot of sleeping on planes.